We continue Be'ezat Hashem in Masechet Moed Katan. We are on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, well into Daf Daled Amud Aleph, by the two dots in the middle of the page, somewhere around 20 lines from the top. Aval lo mimei ha-geshamim u-mimei ha-kilon. This limud should be le'ilui nishmat Baruch ben Shelomo, Shelomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam. Sulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ledisia, and Simcha bat Ledisia, Alehem HaShalom. The Mishnah told us that on Chol HaMoed, though we are allowed to do melachot that are davar ha'aved to prevent a loss, however, if it's tircha yetera, if it's too much tircha, too much burden, too much work, then it's not allowed on Chol HaMoed, and that's why it said in the Mishnah, Aval en mashkin lo mimei ha-geshamim velo mimei ha-kilon. We do not irrigate the field, not from mei ha-geshamim, with rainwater that's collected, and also mimei ha-kilon. And also, we don't draw water from a deep well, and we raise the water with a device that we use with our hands to raise the bucket of water. That's called umimei ha-kilon. That's not done on Chol HaMoed either. So the Gemara asks, Bishlama me-kilon ikatircha yetera? I understand that to draw water with the kilon, that involves a big effort, and so it's asur on Chol HaMoed. Elame geshamim mai tircha ika? But what tircha is involved, what great effort is involved in irrigating a field with rainwater? After all, the rainwater collects on its own, and a person just has to channel it to wherever it's needed. So what's the tircha yetera? Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ila says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Gezera mei geshamim atumei kilon. You're right. Be'emet, there's not much tircha by mei geshamim, but it's a gezerah midrabanan, not to draw mei geshamim, due to the fact that it's similar to the case of mei kilon. If we're going to allow you mei geshamim, you'll think mei kilon is also allowed, and therefore a gezerah one because of the other. Both are asu. Rav Asher says even further, it's not because of a gezerah, but mei geshamim gufayhu lidei mei kilon atu. By the case of rainwater itself, that case itself will come to the need of drawing the water in a way of kilon, which means once the collected rainwater, once the level of it drops down, once you drew a lot of water and now the level of the rainwater is lower, right? So now it's going to be necessary to draw it with a bucket. And once again, that's kilon, and that involves a lot of effort. So in other words, it's not just a gezerah of mei geshamim because of the case of mei kilon. The case of mei geshamim eventually reaches the stage where you have to use the mei kilon, and that's why it's asur on Chol HaMoed to even start with the mei geshamim. And the Gemara says, Ve'kamifligi b'derabi zera. This little machloket here between Rabbi Ila and Rav Ashe is depending on the din that Rabbi Zera said. The Amar Rabbi Zera Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Zera says in the name of Rabba Bar Yirmiya, in the name of Shmuel, Neharot Hamoshchim Maim Min Ha'agamim. If you have like streams of water that are constantly drawing water from agamim, from pools of collected water. So you have agamim, that's like ponds of water, and you have neharot, streams that are constantly flowing water from the agamim, mutar leashkot mehem bechulo shel moed. Rabbi Zera says, you're allowed to irrigate your field from these neharot on Chol HaMoed. So now, mar itle de Rabbi Zera, umar letle de Rabbi Zera. One holds of Rabbi Zera, and one does not hold of Rabbi Zera. Which means, Rav Ashi, he is of the opinion that the halakha is like Rabbi Zera, because we see, which means the explanation that Rav Ashi gave to the Mishnah is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Zera. Because we see that Rabbi Zera, he prohibits irrigating with rainwater. Because, like we said before, the rainwater might, the level of the water might stoop low, and then you're going to come to use Mei Kilon. But he does not prohibit watering from a source of the Neharot. What did he just say? By the Neharot, you are allowed. You know why? Why by the Neharot is it allowed? Because the flow, it's constantly flowing. It's never going to, the level of the water is never going to go low. So that's why Rabbi Zera said in this halacha, Neharot ha-moshchim ayim mutar le-hashkot. Only from the Neharot are you allowed to be mashke. Why? Because the flow of the water is steady, is constant, so it's never going to stoop low. Whereas by the Mishnah, the reason why Mei Geshamim is not allowed is because eventually it's going to go low and it's going to become Mei Kilon. So that's Rav Ashi's explanation before when he said, Mei Geshamim gufayhu lidei Mei Kilon ati, because he's explaining the Mishnah according to Rabbi Zera. So that's the Mar Itle de Rabbi Zera. Umar letle de Rabbi Zera. However, Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Zera, which means he holds that our Mishnah holds that the reason why Mei Geshamim is asur is because of a gezerah atu Mei Kilon, which means it makes no difference if the level of the water will go low or not go low. Doesn't matter. It's not. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that Mei Geshamim is similar to Mei Kilon, therefore you cannot use Mei Geshamim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah would hold not like Rabbi Zera. Even from Neharot, you would not be allowed. And therefore, Mar Letle de Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't hold the halacha like Rabbi Zera. Even Neharot ha-moshchim mayim with a constant flow would still be asur, because still we make a gezera atu Mei Kilon. Rav Ashi is the one who held like Rabbi Zera, that only when the Mei Geshamim is asur, because that could eventually become like Mei Kilon, because the level of the water is going to stoop low. Whereas by the Neharot, where there's a constant flow, and the level is not going to go low, that would be mutar. So one holds like Rabbi Zera, and one doesn't. Now the Gemara, after mentioning this statement of Rabbi Zera, will discuss it even further. Gufa. Let's examine the matter even more. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rava Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Zera said, in the name of Rav Bar Yirmiya, in the name of Shmuel, Neharot ha-moshchim mayim min ha-agamim, mutar le-ashkot mehem v'chulo shel moed. Right? So, etive Rabbi Yirmiya le-Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asked a question on Rabbi Zera from what was taught in the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Aval lo mimei geshamim, ve'lo mimei kilon. That one is not allowed to irrigate the field on chol ha-moed, not with rainwater that was collected in wells, or not with water that you draw with a bucket. So Rabbi Yirmiya held that, well, the same thing should be by the Neharot that are streaming water from the Agamim, because by the Agamim, it could also stoop low, meaning those ponds of water can run out, the water can run out. So there, it should be the same thing like Mei Geshamim and Mei Kilon, that you're going to eventually have to use bucket. We see from the Mishnah that you cannot irrigate the field, not Mei Geshamim and not Mei Kilon, right? Because we have a concern that the water is going to run out and then you're going to use buckets and excessive effort to irrigate the field. So Rabbi Yirmiya wants to know, well, the same thing should apply to this case also by the Agamim. Amar le, so he told him, Rabbi Zera answered him, Yirmiya Beri, my son Yirmiya, Haneagamim de Bavel, these pools, these ponds of Bavel, kemaya de la paskedamu. They're like water that never stops flowing. So in these agamim of Bavel, there's no concern that the water level is going to go down to the extent that you'll need to use buckets. No. And therefore, Rabbi Zera said, the halacha is that from the neharot that come from the agamim of Bavel, you would be allowed to irrigate your field on Chol HaMoed. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, Hapsikot vehaberechot, shenitmalu mayim me'erev yom tov, asur lehashkot mehen bechulo shel moed. Psikot and brechot are basically the same thing, as Rashi explains. They mean pools of water. One may be a temporary pool, one is a regular pool, but they're both pools of water that were filled with water on erev yom tov. So the Braita says, "Asur la'ashkot mehem b'chulo shel moed." You're not allowed to irrigate your field from these pools on Chol HaMoed because they might run out of water, and therefore you're going to then come to work hard to go bring water from other places, and so it's not allowed. But if, let's say, there's a water channel that is passing between them, so in other words, there's a constant flow of water from into these pools, then it would be mutar to irrigate. It would be allowed to irrigate your field from this, from these pools that have a amat hamayim, a water channel passing in them. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, "Vehu sherubah shel ota sadeh shota meota amat hamayim." Rav Papa says, this is mutar, this heter that the Braita says, is only if most of your field can be irrigated from that amat hamayim, from that water channel. Which means that most of the field can be irrigated in one time from the water. So therefore, there's no concern that if the water runs out, you're going to go and irrigate the rest of the field from another place. No, most of the field can be irrigated from that amat hamayim. So that's fine. You could do it on, that's when you can do it on Chol HaMoed. Avashi Amar, Avashi says, "Af al pi she'en ruba shelo tasadeh shota." Even if, let's say, the majority of that field cannot be irrigated from that water channel at one time, but still, kevan de kamashcha ve'atia, but because there is a constant flow in the amat hamayim, so even if it's slow and it replenishes itself in a slow rate, still meimar amar, we're not worried that he's going to go and want to irrigate his field from other sources of water. Meimar amar ilo shati alechad yom. If he cannot finish irrigating it in one day, tishteli tre utlata yome. It can, then I'll do it throughout 2 or 3 days. Which means that according to Rav Ashi, we're not choshesh that if the water is going to run out, he's going to quickly exert himself to go somewhere else to look for water, and that's asur on Chol HaMoed. No, it'll take his time, since after all there is a amat hamayim there, and it constantly flows with water, even if it happens slowly. So he'll finish irrigating the field in 2 or 3 days, that's fine. We're not worried. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, Brecha shenotefet maim misede bet hashlachin zo, mutar lehashkot mimena sede bet hashlachin acheret. Here you have two fields of bet hashlachin. One is high up on top of a mountain, and one is lower down beneath. Remember, sede bet hashlachin is a field that needs to be constantly irrigated with water. So now, you have a brecha, you have a pool that notefet mayim misede bet hashlachin. So it's this brecha, this pool is in between the two sede bet hashlachin, the two sadot. This pool receives drips of water from the field, from sede bet hashlachin on top, which itself is receiving water from a ma'ayan, from a spring. So now, from this brecha, mutar lehashkot mimena sedeh bet hashlachin acheret. You're allowed to irrigate from this pool another field that is down below, another sedeh bet hashlachin. So again, the picture is, you have a brecha that is in between two sadot. It receives drops of water from the sedeh bet hashlachim up on top the mountain. You're allowed to use this brecha to take water from it to irrigate the sadeh bet hashlachin on the bottom of the mountain. So the Gemara asks, Veha avida de paska. But wait a second, this pool is probably going to stop flowing, right? It's not going to constantly have a flow of water. So where's the worry? We worry that maybe now when it finishes, he's going to force himself to go and draw water from somewhere else. And that's tircha yetera. So why is it mutal? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya v'adayini mitavtefet. Rabbi Yirmiya says the case is where the upper field is still dripping water into the pool, and it didn't stop. It's only allowed as long as it's still trickling water into the brecha. While it is still trickling water into the brecha, you can use that water from the brecha to irrigate the bet hashlachin down below. Amar Abaye vehu shelo pasak ma'ayan rishon. Abaye says this is only allowed if the water did not stop from the first Mayan. The first Mayan is the Mayan, is the spring that is irrigating the upper Bet HaShlachin. If that did not stop flowing, then you're still allowed to irrigate the field from this brecha that's in between. In that case, you could rely that there's going to be a constant flow and you're not going to want to go anywhere else to draw water. Tanya, we learned in a braita, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer, shete arugot zu lema'ala mizu. If let's say you have two arugot, that means two rows in a garden, okay, rows, one row and another row of all kinds of produce, that's called arugot, shete arugot, garden beds, zu lema'ala mizu. But it's interesting, one row is on top of the other. Let's say this is a garden that's made on a mountain, so you have one aruga that is higher than the lower aruga, the lower row. And each row has its channel of water that is irrigating it. So Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya says, Lo yidle min ha-tachtona v'yashke et ha-elyona. An chol ha-moed, you're not allowed to draw water from the channel that's supplying the lower aruga, in order to use it to irrigate the upper row. So, because by lifting up, by drawing the water from the lower one, that's tircha yetera, that's too much work. Yoter al ken amar Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon. Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon said even more, a bigger chidush, afilu aruga achat, even if it's the same row, but chetziah namuch vechetziah gavoah, half of it is lower and half of it is higher. Lo yidle mimakom namuch v'yashke lemakom gavua. You're not allowed on Chol HaMoed to draw water from the lower area to irrigate the upper area, even though they're both the same, two parts of the same aruga. But still, that's also going to be too much tircha to be done on Chol HaMoed. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, madlin la'irakot kede le'ochlan. We're allowed to draw water on Chol HaMoed to irrigate a row of vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. If the reason why you're irrigating them is in order to actually have them to eat on Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to draw the water for it. Ve'im bishvil le'yapotam asur. But if you're not going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, it's only to be le'yapotam, to improve their growth and to make them look nicer, to appear nicer, with more water, then that is asu, because that is tircha yetera on Chol HaMoed. So now regarding this baita, we have a little story here. Ravina v'Rabba Tosfa'a, havu ka'azle be'orcha. Ravina and Rabba Tosfa'a were once walking on Chol HaMoed. They were walking along the road. Chazulahu gavra, they saw a person, dehava dale davla bechula demuada, that he was drawing water with a bucket on Chol HaMoed. Amar le Rabba Tosfa le Ravina. Rabba Tosfa told Ravina, Lete mar le shamte. We should excommunicate. We should put him in Nidui. He's going against the din de Rabbanan of working on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says you're only allowed to irrigate Bet HaShlachin. That's all. What is he drawing water over here? What is he doing? So let's put him in Nidui. Amar le. So Ravina told Rabba Tosfa, wait a second. Vehatanya madlin la'irakot kede le'ochlan. But did we not learn in a braita, the one that we just learned, that you're allowed to draw water for vegetables that you're going to eat on Chol HaMoed? So maybe that's what he's doing. So Amarle, so Rabba Tosfa told him, Misavart my madlin, madlin maya? Do you hold that when it says in the braita madlin le'irakot, that it means madlin water? It means that we're allowed to draw water for the vegetables? That's not what it means. My madlin shalufe. Madlin, when it says madlin la'irakot, it doesn't mean to draw water. It means you're allowed to pull out, shalufe, lishlof, to pull out some of the vegetables that are growing very much together. Let's say you go to your garden and you see that the vegetables are growing one right next to each other. They're densely together. So the Braita is teaching us that you're allowed, if you want, let's say, to thin out the aruga, to make it, to make each vegetable grow nicely by itself. So you're allowed to weed out, to take some yirakot from in between to make them separate. That's called chalufe. That's madlin. But to draw water is not allowed. How do I know that madlin is chalufe? An example to this, keditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah, ha-medel ba-gefanim, one who thins out his gefanim, the vines in his vineyard, keshem she'u medel b'shelo, kachu medel b'shel aniim. Just as he's allowed to thin out his own vines, so then he's allowed to also thin out the vines that he put aside for the aniim. Right? A certain part of your field you have to give for the poor. So now, okay, maybe you're allowed to just thin out, to remove some of your own. But to remove from that which you're going to give the poor, maybe you're not allowed to do that. So Abi Yehuda says you are allowed. Why? Because you're doing it for the purpose of improving the quality of the vines. And that could be done for the poor as well. Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir omer, b'shelo rashai. You're only allowed to thin out your own vines, ve'enu rashai b'shel aniim. But you're not allowed to thin out the vines that belong to the poor. But what do we see from here? That the word medel or madlin can be used to mean thinning out. It doesn't refer to drawing water. Amarle, but Ravina answered back to Rabba Tosfa, but still, Vehatanya, we have a braita that explicitly says, Madlin Maim Layerakot Kedeleuchlan. You see, we didn't see that in the braita before. In the braita, the way it was presented before, it only said, Madlin Layerakot Kedeleuchlan. So that's what led Rabba Tosfa to say. Maybe it means to thin out, not to draw water. But Ravina said, no, but there's another braita that says it with an additional word. Madlin maim la'irakot kedeleuchlan. That for sure means we're allowed to draw water to irrigate the vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Amar lei setem, itanya, tanya. Okay, if it says explicitly in the braita like that, so that's the halacha, which means I take back what I said, and therefore that person was saved from being put in nidui. Okay, we go on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ve'en osim ugiyot lagefanim." We don't make ugiyot on Chol HaMoed for the vines, for the gefanim, for the grapevines. So the Gemara asks, "My ugiyot? What is this word ugiyot? What does that mean?" Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Banke." Ugiyot is banke. Banke means circular ditches around the vine, around the base of the grapevine. You dig up a ditch all around in order for water, rainwater, to collect there for the benefit of the grapevine. That's called banke. Tanya Rami Hachi, we learned like this in a braita. Eluhen ugiyot. What are ugiyot? Bedidin shebeikare zetim veshebeikare gefanim. Ugiyot are bedidin. Bedidin are circular ditches that are around the bases of meaning the bottoms of the olive trees and around the base of the grapevines. So the Gemara asks, Eini, is that so? Is that true now? You're telling me that the Mishnah is saying that you're not allowed to dig circular ditches on Chol HaMoed? V'harav Yehuda shara levnei bar tzetai. Didn't Rav Yehuda allow the family of Bar Tzetai leme'ebat banke lecharmehon to dig up circular ditches for their kramim, for their vineyards, and it was on Chol HaMoed? He allowed them to do it. And now you're telling me that when it says in the Mishnah, en osim ugiyot bakfanim, it means that's what you're not allowed to do. So how did Rav Yehuda allow them? Lo kashya, it's not a question. Ha bechadete, ha be'atike. The Mishnah, when it says it's not allowed, that's referring to digging new ditches, chadete, new ones. But the Rav Yehuda, when he permitted the family of Bar Tzetai to make them, it's referring to old ones. They were already there, they just needed to be cleared out again. That is mutar an Chol HaMoed. It's the new ones that one is not allowed to make. Continuing on in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, en osim et ha'ama. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to construct a new ama, a new water channel on Chol HaMoed. To dig up a ama for irrigation is not allowed. That's too much tircha. So now, remember that the Mishnah was talking not only on Chol HaMoed, it's also saying Shvi'it. So when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you're not allowed, it means you're not allowed on Chol HaMoed, and you're not allowed on the year of Shemitah. So the Gemara asks, Bishlama Moed, Mishum de Katarach. I understand Chol HaMoed why you're not allowed, because it's a tircha yetera, it's a big, it's excessive work. Ela Shvi'it Maitama. But what's the reason that you're not allowed on the year of Shvi'it to make a new water channel? What kind, that you're not working the land, you're not doing any work on the land that enhances the growth of plants or anything like that. You're just making a water channel. Why should that be asu? Pligu ba Rabbi Zera ve Rabbi Abba bar Mamel. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, they argue as to what the reason is to say that it's asu to be done on Shvi'it. Chad amar mipene shenir'eh ke'oder. One says it's because of marita ayin. Because when you are constructing the water channel, when you're digging it out, it looks like you are oder. Remember, you're hoeing the field. Oder means to loosen up the earth in order to make it fertile. So people who are looking at you, they don't know that you're digging a water channel. They will think that you're mamash working the land. It's like you're plowing. So therefore, it's asu. V'chad amar mipene shemachshir agapeha lizri'ah. And the other one says, you know why it's asur on Shvi'it? Because while you're digging up the water channel, while you're making the ama, you're also preparing the sides of the ama. On both sides, when you're digging it out, you're preparing the soil on both sides to make it fit for planting. And so that work you're doing for the land itself. You're softening the soil and you're preparing it, making it nice to be ready for planting on each side of the water channel. So therefore, that's why you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the nafkamina? What's the practical difference lehalacha between the two reasons? Ika benayu deka'atu maya abatre. The difference is in a case where when you dig out the amat amayim, when you're making the water channel, immediately water comes in to the channel. Ka'atu maya batre. Water comes into it immediately as you dig it out. So manda amar mipene shemachshir agapeh alizriya ika. The one who said that the problem of digging out a water channel is because you're also preparing the soil on both sides. Well, ika, there is that reason. Even when water is passing through, you're still taking care of the soil on both sides, and that's why it's not allowed, because you're working the land. Umande amar mipene shenir'eh ke'oder, but the one who says that it's because of marita ayin, that it looks like you are oder, it looks like you're loosened, you're doing this for the purpose of the soil, to loosen the soil, leka. That reason does not apply here, because people see that the water is running through this channel immediately, so it becomes obvious that you were not working the land, that you were just digging a water channel, as you can see from the fact that water is flowing through it. Therefore, in that case, according to this opinion, it would be mutar. It would be allowed. So the Gemara asks, Uleman de'amar mipene shenir'eh ke'oder. According to the one who said the reason where it's only because of marita ayin of oder, and that's why it's mutar in the case where water is flowing. Lechush mipene shemachshir agapeh alizriya. Why is he not concerned with the reason of the other amura, with the reason that you're preparing the sides, the soil on both sides? That is a reason to say it's asur even when water flows. So he should be choshesh to that case. Why would we say that the opinion of nir'eh ke'oder will say it's allowed? Why doesn't he care about the other reason? So therefore we have to think of another nafkamina. You have to say that really the one who holds mipene shenir'eh ke'oder, he also holds of the other reason. But the other opinion holds only of the reason of machshir agapeha. So now the question is, what's the nafkamina between them? Ela ika benayu dekashakil mine veshade levarai. In a case where the person who's digging the water channel, so as he's digging the dirt out, he's taking out the dirt, shakil mine veshade levarai, and he is throwing it far away. He's throwing it outside of the channel, right? So now this person is obviously not taking care of the soil on both sides of the water channel, because you see, he's taking the dirt and he's throwing it far away out of the water channel. So then in this case, the one who said that the reason why you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed is because you're preparing, you're working on the soil of both sides, leka. In this case, you're not doing that. You're just throwing the soil away. But leman de'amar mipnei she'nireh ke'oder ika. But according to the one who says there's marita ayin, it looks like you're working the land, it looks like you're loosening the earth, so that reason still applies. And therefore, it's not allowed. In that case, it would not be allowed. But here the Gemara asks the other way, just like before. What, so why is this a nafkamina? According to the one who holds of the reason that it's only because you're working on the soil on both sides. So therefore, in this case, where we see that you're throwing the soil away, so therefore it's mutar. Why mutar? Lechush mipenei she'nireh ke'oder. He should take into consideration the marita ayin reason. Okay, you don't have the reason of machshir agapeha, but what about the reason of nireh ke'oder? It looks like you're loosening the earth. It should be asur, even according to this opinion. He answers you, oder nami, in a case where a person is loosening the earth, when he's hoeing the earth, kika shakil, when he takes the dirt, beduchte manachle. Normally, he puts it down in its place. When he takes out the earth, he puts it on the side. That's what you're doing when you loosen the earth, according to this opinion. And therefore, he holds there's no reason to be choshesh for mipenei she'nireh ke'oder. You are not nireh ke'oder when you're throwing it far away. The other one held that it still looks like oder. This one holds, no, I'm not choshesh for this either, because normally oder, he puts the soil back on the ground in its place or next to its place. Over here, he's throwing it far away. It's not even a marita ayin of nireh ke'oder, and therefore that case would be mutar. So, to summarize, we have a statement in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said that we're not allowed on Chol HaMoed to construct a new water channel. And this is on Chol HaMoed, that's not allowed. And also on Shvi'it, it's not allowed. And we saw two possible reasons why is it not allowed on Shvi'it. One says because it looks like you are Odel, loosening the earth, that's working the land, so Marita Ayin. And one says because you are actually working the land, you're taking care of the soil on both sides of the water channel. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Amei mar matnila mipene she'nireh ke'odel. Amei mar would actually teach this Mishnah as stating openly that Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said that the reason why it's not allowed on Shvi'it is because mipenei she'nireh ke'oder. It doesn't say that in our Mishnah. We had a machloket amoraim. But Amemar had a girsa in the Mishnah where Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah actually explained his reason. And he said the reason why you're not allowed to make an amah, to construct a new water channel on the Shvi'it, is because of marita ayin, that it looks like you are oder. Now this raises a problem. This causes a stira, a contradiction between the words of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah here and the words of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah elsewhere. And here is the question: Umi amar Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah kol she'nireh ke'oder asu? Is it true that Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says that if it seems like you are oder, it is asu on Shvi'it? That's according to the Girsalva Memar, that's what he says in our Mishnah, right? But is that so? Ureminhi. But we have a contradiction on this from a Mishnah in Masechet Shvi'it, in Perek Gimel. Ose Adam et Zivlo Otsar. One of the things that we're not allowed to do on Shvi'it, one of the labors for the land that we're not allowed to do, is to fertilize the land with manure. Manure is used, that's called zevel, to fertilize. Okay, how about if he wants to pile up his fertilizer and to make it like a storage, a heap that he stores to have fertilizer? Meaning he's not going to fertilize his ground, his land with it, but he just wants to make a pile and keep it as storage. So Tanakama of the Mishnah says, Ose Adam et zivlo otzar. A person is allowed to pile up his manure in his field during the Shvi'it and make it into a storage heap. And there's no worry that it looks like you're fertilizing the field because, no, you're just piling it. That's all. Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to do that. Ad she'ya'amik shelosha tefachim o ad she'yagbiya shelosha tefachim. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to pile up the manure only if you will be ma'amik shelosha tfachim, which means you have to dig into the ground low three tfachim, and there pile up into this three tfachim low into the ground area, you're allowed to fill it up now with manure and to make it into a heap. Because now it's clear, there's no marita ayin that you're fertilizing the ground. It looks clearly, it's obvious that you are making a pile of fertilizer. And the same thing, achiyagbiya shelosha tfachim. Or let's say, you will raise the ground three tfachim above the level of the ground, and on that area you put the fertilizer, that's fine, there's no marita ayin. Or a third option, hayalo davar mu'at. If let's say you already had a small amount of manure in that place from before the year of Shvi'it, so then it's only a matter of adding onto it, mosif ala veholech. You're allowed to continue to add to it, and it's not marita ayin anymore because people see you're just making a pile. You're not fertilizing your field. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah oser. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says it's asur to pile manure in one's field on Shvi'it, ad she'yamik shlosha, until you first dig up three tfachim into the ground, below the surface of the ground, or ad she'yagbiya shlosha, or if you raise up the surface three tfachim, or ad she'yiten ala sela, or if you're going to place the manure on a rock. Very similar to Rabbi Meir, except for the last case. But bottom line, what do we see from here according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah? You're actually allowed to dig a hole in the ground in order to put it three tfachim lower, in order to put the manure there. One second, how are you allowed to do that? Maybe it's going to look like you are what? Like you are Oder in our Mishnah, according to Amemar's Girsa. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah held that anytime there is an appearance where it looks like Oder, that you are hoeing the ground, that you are loosening the earth, that is Marita Ayin, and therefore you're not allowed, it said in our Mishnah. And here we see in the Mishnah in Shvi'it, you are allowed actually to dig into the ground three tfachim in order to put the manure there. How are you allowed to dig in? Maybe that at the time when you're digging, it's going to look like you are Oder, like you are hoeing the ground, so it should be asur. So the Gemara says, there are two answers to this, Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. Once again, Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel offer an answer to this stira. Chad amar kegon sheheemik, v'chad amar zivlo mochiach alav. One says, kegon sheheemik. One says that Mishnah in Masechet Shvi'it is talking in a case where he already was ma'amik. He already dug up that three tfachim into the ground before the Shvi'it, in the sixth year. So into there, he's allowed to pile up his manure, and nobody's going to think that he's fertilizing the ground. So he's in Achiname, he's not digging the hole, he's not digging into the ground on the Shvi'it. That would be asur. It means it was already dug up from before Shvi'it. That's one answer, kegon shehe emik. The second answer is, zivlo mochiach alav. Even if he's digging up the three tfachim on Shvi'it, it's allowed. You know why? This is different than the case of nir'e ke'oder. Over here, it's not going to look like he's hoeing the ground and loosening the earth. You know why? Zivlo mochiach alav, the pile of manure that he has right next to him, right? That shows already, that's proof that his intention is only to stockpile the manure and not to hoe the field. And so therefore, over there, it's clear that nobody is going to think he is Odel. Whereas in the case of our Mishnah, where it's talking about to construct a new Amat HaMayim, over there is reason to be concerned that people might think that he is Odel, that he is loosening and working the land. And that's why in that case it's asur. But in the case of the zevel, zivlo mochiach alav, it's not marita ayin, as proven from the pile. Continuing on in the Mishnah, taknin et hamekulkelet b'moed. Although we're not allowed to construct a new amat hamayim, water channel, on chol hamoed, but metaknin et hamekulkelet b'moed, we're allowed to repair a damaged water channel during chol hamoed. So the Gemara asks, "My mekulkelet, what exactly is meant by a damaged ama, a damaged water channel?" Amar Rabbi Abba says, "She'im haita amuka tefach ma'amida al shisha tefachim." If let's say the ama was only a tefach deep, because it got filled with all kinds of waste and dirt and sediment, so now you need to clear out all this dirt in order to have the Amat HaMayim, the water channel, clear. So it used to be 6 tefachim deep, and now it's only 1 tefach deep. That's called Mekulkelet. You're allowed on Chol HaMoed to fix it now and to dig it out so it will be now back to the original depth of 6 tefachim. So that's what it means, Mekulkelet. So bottom line, we see that if the Ama used to be 6 tefachim, right, and now it became only 1 tefach deep, which means it was 1/6 of its original depth, you're allowed to dig it and to make it into 6 tefachim. All right? So the Gemara, based on this, says a few halachot. Pshita, the following is pashut. The following halacha is for sure true. Chatzit tefach al shelosha tefachim. Let's say originally the ama was only 3 tefachim, and now it is a half a tefach, which is basically the same ratio as the din of Rabbi Abba, right? It's 1/6 of its original depth. But it's pashut, kevan de lo avar maya, since anyway, even when it's 3 tefachim deep, water doesn't sufficiently flow in the needed quantity of if it's only deep 3 tefachim. So therefore you would not be allowed to dig a chatzi tefach to make it back into 3 tefachim. Lo klumhi, it doesn't do anything. This would be an extra tircha on Chol HaMoed, because even by digging it into 3 tefachim, what do you gain? The water is still not going to flow sufficiently, and therefore, even though it's 1/6 of what it used to be, still you're not allowed. Tifchaim al shne masar, also a second case. Let's say you have a water channel that originally was 12 tefachim deep, and now it's only 2 tefachim deep. Once again, it's 1/6 of its original depth. This also would not be allowed to change it from 2 tefachim all the way to 12 tefachim, the katarach tircha yetera. That is too much work, even though, of course, the water channel will be a good one, but it's too much digging, it's too much work on Chol HaMoed. Lo, therefore, it's not allowed. The question can arise in the following. Tifchaim al shiv'a mahu. Interesting question, right? Tifchaim al shiv'a mahu. Let's say originally the water channel was 7 tefachim deep, and now it became only 2 tefachim deep, right? So now are you allowed to bring it back to its original 7 tefachim on Chol HaMoed? Here is the safik. What's the safik? Hacha chamisha kamamik ve'hacha chamisha kamamik. Should we say that he should be allowed based on what Rabbi Abba said? After all, Rabbi Abba, what was the case that he said you're allowed on Chol HaMoed? If it used to be 6 and now it became 1, so you're allowed to dig it up back to 6, which means how many tefachim did you dig? 5, right? Oh, so in both cases you're digging 5. Over here you're digging 5 tefachim, and over here you're digging 5 tefachim. So it should be mutar. So in a case where it originally was 7 and it became 2, so now you should be allowed to dig up 5 tefachim on Chol HaMoed, just like the case of Rabbi Abba. O Dilma, or maybe no, there's reason to say the other way. Kevan de'ika tefach yetera, since there is an extra tefach, ika tircha tfei, there's more tircha, because it's a deeper ama. This one is 7 tefachim. And therefore, that's 1 tefach more than an ama, which is 6 tefachim that Rabbi Abba was talking about. So maybe that's more tircha than what is allowed. Teku. This question is left unresolved. In case you're asking, what do you mean? But what's the extra tircha? It's the same amount of digging. He's only digging 5. No, but being that there's an extra tefach of depth, so you're going to have to bend lower, which means for the 6 tefachim depth of the ama. Okay, so maybe that is what Rabbi Abba says is mutar. But if you're digging a ama to make it into 7 tefachim, even though the amount of digging is the same, but you're bending down lower, you're making it into a 7 tefachim deep ama. So maybe that's more tircha than is mutar. This question is left as a teku, unresolved. Okay, now the Gemara tells us a few cases from the Amoraim. Abaye shara libnei bar hamdach leshahofe nahara. Abaye allowed the people of Bar Hamdach, a certain place called Bar Hamdach, he allowed them leshahofe nahara. L'shachufei na'ara means to clear out the branches of trees from the river. The river got clogged with all kinds of branches of trees. So even though it was Chol HaMoed, Abaye allowed the people of Bar Hamdach to do so, to clear out the river from all the branches. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yirmiya shara lehu libnei Sachuta. Rabbi Yirmiya allowed the people of Sachuta lemichre nahara temima, to clear out a river that became blocked. So to dredge it out, to clear it out, to open up the river, he allowed them to do it on Chol HaMoed. A third case, Rav Ashe shara lehu livnei Mata Mechasya. Rav Ashe allowed the people of the city of Mata Mechasya le'akduche nehar Burnitz. Similar, to clean out the nearby river of Burnitz. Why was all this allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed? Amar, he explained, kivan deshatu mine rabim ke rabim dame. Since these rivers were the source of the water for the public in that city, this was the water reservoir for the city, so kerabim dame, so it's considered like a public need. Utnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, osim kol tzorche rabim, that we're allowed on Chol HaMoed to tend to all the public needs, even though it's Chol HaMoed, and therefore this is something that was allowed by Abaye, by Rabbi Yirmiya, by Rav Ashe, to clear out the rivers which were the water reservoirs of the city, because osim kol tzorche rabim.